Welcome to another message on the Gospel of Mark. We're bringing the Gospel of Mark to you from the Greek text, the Koine Greek text, and the Nestle-Aland Greek text also. We're in Mark 10 and verse 46. We'll read this in Greek and then we'll translate it, and we'll also read the Amplified Bible, including with that. Kai erkontai eis ereko kai ek poru omenu auto apo ereko kai ton matheton auto kai oklu hikonu hohuios temaiu bartimois tuflos pros esetes eka theto para tein hodon. Now a blind man's going to see. A blind man is going to see. In Mark the 10th chapter and verse 46, blind Bartimaeus is no longer blind. And they came unto Jericho, the place of palm trees. Jericho, an ancient city. I've been in Jericho in several different ruins. I saw the walls that fell down when Rahab the harlot was there, and Joshua and Moses. Anyway, here we come to 10:46, and they came unto Jericho, and going out him from Jericho, and of the disciples, the Matthetes, the learners, the church members of him, and the crowd, the Oklos, 5,000 to 10,000 people here now, this Oklos here, Oklu, it's genitive case, Hikano, and that means sufficiently large crowd, and the son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus, blind, Tiflos, a beggar of alms, sat for himself beside the road. And Matthew 20:29-34 and Luke 18:35-43 are cross references to this. 46. And they came to Jericho, the city of palm trees. And he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd of 5,000 to 10,000 people, remember? Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. Bartimaeus. All right? Blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. A blind man sitting beside the road. Marilyn, do you remember what specific healing that only the Messiah could do?
To heal the blind.
And this was something that no other prophet in the Old Testament ever did, but the prophet, Messiah, King of Israel, the Son of God, would be able to do this. 10:47. Kai akousos, hote esus, ho nazarenos, esten, erxato, krazain, kai legain, huie david, esu, elioson me. And having heard that Jesus, the Nazarene, that means the guy that was an inhabitant of Nazareth, was raised in Nazareth. He was born in Bethlehem. He was raised in Nazareth, just exactly like the prophecy said he would. He would be born in Nazareth, in Bethlehem, and raised in Nazareth. He would go down into Egypt and be called back. All of this is prophecy. The Nazarene, he is, and he began to, for himself, to cry out. He kept on crying out, quazo. And to say, Son of David, Jesus, You please have mercy upon me. You please have mercy upon me. Well, blind Bartimaeus had all of the right information here on Jesus. Now, blind Bartimaeus believes that he is the Messiah and that he can heal him. Verse number 47 says, "And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, saying, 'Jesus, Son of David, have pity and mercy upon me now, please, 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 upon me now.'" And verse number 48. Kai epetimon auto poloi hina sia pesoi ho de polo malon igrasen we David Eliason me. And they kept on rebuking him. This is the imperfect tense. They did. They kept on rebuking him, blind Bartimaeus. Many, in order that he might quit or hold his peace or shut his mouth, to be calm. To be calm. Be calm. Shut up. Be calm. Quit making so much racket. But the one much rather or more, he kept on crying out. Third person singular, imperfect, indicative, active. He kept on crying out, "Son of David." That way, the word hui'i, David, that is in the vocative. So vocative, singular, masculine, hui'i. Huios would be the one. "Son of David, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me." And many severely censured and reproved him, telling him to keep still. But he kept on shouting out all the more, "You, Son of David, have pity and mercy upon me, please, now." Many kept on rebuking him. Then 49. Kai stas ho Jesus epan phone sate auton kai phone susi ton souflon legantes auto farse si. And having stood up, the Jesus, he said, "You call him." You call him. Phoneo. This word, we got the word phonograph, phonics, everything from this word right here. And an histomy, that is also, he stood up, and that's anastasia, he stood up again. This is the root of that, histomy. And having stood up to Jesus, he said, "You call him." And they called the one blind, saying to him, "Be of good courage, be of good cheer. You be of good courage and cheer." Tharse, be of good cheer. Be cleansed, be pure in your heart. This is what it says here. You. 10:49 and amplified now. And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." They called the blind man, telling him, "Take courage, get up. He is calling you. He is calling you." Now he could walk, but he didn't know where he was going. He was ambient, but ambulatory, that is, but he could not go because he couldn't see where he's going. 10 and verse 50. Ho de apo balon. To himation auto ana pedesos elthane proston eson. Moreover, the one having thrown the garment of him, he threw off his garment and he leaped up. Having leaped up, just leaped up, he's excited. He leaped up. And he came toward Jesus. came toward his voice, came toward Jesus by someone leading him. Let's look at 50 over here in the Amplified now. And throwing off his outer garment, he leapt up and came to Jesus. Verse number 51. Kai apokrithes, auto ho Jesus, epan ti si teles, poieso ho de tiflos epan auto rabone, hina anablepso. And having answered him, the Jesus, he said to him, what do you want? What do you want that I can do for you, that I shall do for you? And the one blind said to him, Rabbi, teacher, in order that I might look up and recover sight, I might look up and recover sight, anablepso, I might look up and recover my sight. That's what he wanted. He didn't want to be a beggar anymore. There's a lot of people in the world today that enjoy being beggars. That is their occupation. That's all they want to do. They don't want to work for a living. And Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And he said the blind man to him, Master, let me receive my sight. Let me look up. Now the next verse. Let's look at this. The messianic credentials of Jesus Christ. The messianic credentials of Jesus Christ. Kai ho Jesus. Epan auto hipage he pistis si seisoken. See? Kai euthus anablepsen kai ekulothe auto ente hodon. Ente hodon, that is. And to Jesus he said to him, you go. The faith of you, it has saved and healed you. All at once. You had faith in me. You knew who I was. I am the Messiah. Because you knew who I was, you knew that I could heal your sight. All the rest of the people around him. This here is one of the very first times that he healed a blind man. And this was an exact messianic credentials that he would heal the blind. Preach the gospel to the poor. And it has saved you. Your faith has saved you. And immediately, he received his sight again. And he kept on following him in the road. What a problem for the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes. And the Levites and the priests. They had seen this man many, many times. And now the man that was blind sees. His messianic credentials were fulfilled. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is indeed God the Son that walked among mankind? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might have life. Romans, Paul says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It also says that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, for all have missed. They have sinned, they have gone astray, and all have missed the mark. All have gone astray, hamartia and astokio, all have missed the mark. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Have you ever come to the time in your life that you asked the Lord to save your soul and forgive you of your sin? No man between you and God, just you and God. And the Son of God as your Savior. Jesus did come into the world, made of a woman, made under the law, to save you. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the whole world. 1 John 2:2 says, For he is our helosmos. He is our atonement. For not our atonement only, but for the entire world. John Calvin, in one of his later commentaries, he says, this verse here gives all mankind a hope unto repentance and salvation. All of mankind. Jesus Christ did not only die for the elect, but he died for all man's sin. No one ever goes to hell because of sin. No one ever goes to hell for any other reason than rejecting Jesus Christ as their Savior. This man, this blind man, believed in Jesus. He believed that he was the Messiah, Son of God. Our Father, we send this message out. We ask you to seal it with your Spirit. If there's one out there that does not know you, I pray, Father, that you send your Spirit to convict them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. That you give them faith if they turn to you, that they might have eternal life. And if there's one out there, Father, that's not following you like they should, Father, please convict them of sin and righteousness and judgment to come. We know what righteousness is because your Son gave us that example. We know what sin is because that's what we are, sinners. Father, I send this message out for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.